Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Crawley.
Yes, good morning everyone. I didn't think 2 years ago when I came back from America, I'd be standing here preaching to you today. So thank you, Pastor Aaron and Pastor Anna, for the opportunity. Just before I get into the message that the Lord's given me, in fact, even this morning, I felt a shift, a change. We went into prayer. The anointing of the Holy Spirit was getting stronger and stronger. And it's just, we pray every time recently, more of an overflow from there into this main meeting. And it's just been amazing. And I had such a sense as well that in there, that there was a slight change to what I was going to bring to you today. I was sensing more and more, yes, I'm going to be speaking on Christian service. But in order to serve, we need to grow more and more in love with Jesus and to know him more, to have that intimacy with him. And I was sensing in the prayer meeting that Jesus wants more and more freedom in the body of Christ. And actually, it was interesting as Pastor Owen and Carol were ministering to you all, just more and more freedom. The more we know him, that we will be more and more in that place of freedom. So I pray that as I bring the word today, that the word will penetrate your hearts, it will touch your minds, that it will stir you. In Jesus' name. So I'm, as I said, continuing with what we're talking on is spiritual formation, sanctification. So the topic is Christian service. I've actually given it a title, Living for Christ. It was interesting in the worship songs we were singing. I took a note, actually. I wonder how much we're singing it. Take my life, my offering, Jesus, I owe you everything. And our cry is that we want to be overcome by the presence of God, that we're wanting the Holy Spirit to move in our hearts, in our lives. And I'm believing more and more that we're going to see, as we give room for the Holy Spirit to move, that the anointing will come in these morning services and that we will be more and more changed. I'm going to start with a couple of quotes. One is by Bill Johnson. Royalty is my identity. Servanthood is my assignment. And intimacy with God is my life source. Another quote by Billy Graham. When we come to Christ, we're no longer the most important person in the world to us. Christ is. Instead of living only for ourselves, we have a higher goal, to live for Jesus. So I'm going to start, I've actually got a couple of scriptures to begin with. Matthew 20, 26 to 28. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be the first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and give his life a ransom for many. Jesus came to serve us. His nature is on the inside of us. We are to lay our lives down, to allow him to use us. In John 13:16, it says, "Most assuredly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who sent greater than he that sends him." And then Jesus gives us another example in John 13:15. He gives us the example, after washing his disciples' feet, an act of love, humility, and service, he encourages us to follow his lead and serve one another. To be a Christian means to serve as Jesus served. Jesus, he created all things, but he was willing to be nailed to a tree he had created, by men he had created, because it was what the Father called him to. Our motive should be one of obedience and love. It's love that motivates us. So the more, as I've said, the more in love with Jesus, the more we will be motivated to love one another. The Lord Jesus has bought us with a high price. We have been bought in 1 Corinthians 6:20. We belong to Jesus. We belong to him. He's bought us with his precious blood that was shed. We need to get to a place where we desire to abandon all rights to him and choose to serve him. To be a servant of Christ is to seek his will in all things, the will of the Father, not our will, as we surrender more and more to him. We need to die to ourselves, renounce our right to direct our own lives, and seek ways to bring our master pleasure. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We've talked about laying our lives down in the songs we've been singing, "I Give You My Life." In Romans 12:1-3, it says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God." As I said, the more we grow in love with Jesus, the more we know his word, we will want to serve him. I'm going off my notes now. The Holy Spirit's just... As Pastor Owen was saying, I was in America, 3 years at Bible college. And you don't need to go to Bible college. You can get into the word. My first point was about, I'm missing a couple of scriptures, about abiding in Jesus. The more we get into that place of intimacy with Jesus, the more we die to self, we pick up our cross, we get into the presence of God. Just a testimony, you know, I know the times where I have got into the presence of God. I've been worshiping at church. And as the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes, we can experience, I've experienced it, there can be healing, there can be deliverance. The anointing is what breaks the yoke. And I've experienced more and more that when I get into his presence, that's what I was sensing from the prayer meeting, in his presence, that's where we belong. Before Adam and Eve fell, they were in the presence of God. We need to be in his presence. That is where we belong. As I said, reading the word. Don't neglect the word. We need to read the word. The word is Jesus. It is the living word. It is the living word. Read the word. Pray for the Holy Spirit to bring revelation to you through the word. We need the word because it's food for our spirit man. It's food. We have three regular meals during the day, and maybe more. I sometimes do. But we need the word of God for our spirit man. Read it. Expect that God will speak through you, through his word. Praying. Pray. Pray. I've experienced more and more, I might have been to Bible college for 3 years, but as I've been going to prayer meetings, as I've been just throwing myself in, more and more God has changed me. So I would really encourage people to come to prayer. It's, I know, thinking back to when I was coming to prayer and I had a word to bring, but I wasn't bringing it. Why was I not bringing it? I don't know. Elsie encouraged me. And before long, it was like it was coming out more and more. And now I'm leading prayer. I don't know quite how that happened. It's the law. But the more and more that you pray, the more and more you're getting into a place of worshiping, getting into his presence, doing what he asks us to do. You know, when we, I know Pastor Clive was saying about praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is so key. Praying in tongues, worshiping in tongues. We're praying in an unknown language. It's a heavenly language. When we pray in tongues, we're praying out the will of God. It's so important. I mean, I've been praying in a lot of tongues before this preaching today. So going back to the more that we spend time with Jesus, the more time that we spend praying in tongues and we're doing what we need to do to grow as a Christian, it will motivate us to want to serve God and one another. I'm going to read to you Matthew 26, 31 to 40. It's in the Passion Translation. When the Son of Man appears in his majestic glory with all his angels by his side, he will take his seat on the throne of splendor, and all the nations will be gathered together before him. And like a shepherd who separates the sheep from the goats, he will separate all the people. The sheep will be put on his right side and the goats on his left. Then the king will turn to those on his right and say, "You have a special place in my Father's heart. Come and experience the full inheritance of the kingdom realm that has been destined for you before the foundation of the world. When you saw me hungry, you fed me. When you found me thirsty, you gave me drink. When I had no place to stay, you invited me in. And when I was poorly clothed, you covered me. When I was sick, you tenderly cared for me. And when I was in prison, you visited me." Then the godly will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty and give you food or something to drink? When did we see you poorly clothed and cover you? When did we see you sick and tenderly care for you or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Don't you know? When you cared for one of the least of these, my little ones, my true brothers and sisters, you demonstrated love for me." Sharing the gospel, the Great Commission. That is my next point. We need to have a heart for the lost. We were once lost. We need to have a heart for the lost. It's God's number one job for us. His number one job. He so loved us. He so loved us that he gave his one and only son. Jesus was compelled by love for us, that he gave his life for us, took your place. And we've been given the Great Commission. It's for everyone. I'm going to read it, Matthew 28, 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Some of us might be called to be evangelists, but we're all called to the ministry of reconciliation. We are all called to want to share our faith. We must not be ashamed of the gospel. We are ambassadors for Christ. We act on his behalf on this earth. We no longer live, but Christ lives in us. We are commanded to go on to carry the witness of Christ and of his love where people live. It might be where you work. Maybe you're a mom, you've got kids. It could be in the school, anywhere. God gives us those opportunities to share about Jesus. Sometimes we think, we hold back and we think, well, you know, maybe offering to pray for someone, will God heal them? We don't know. We don't know. But we need to just take that step and God will do the rest. I'm going to read you an excerpt from a book, Soul Winning by T.L. Osborne. And I want you to really hear it, really. Have you permitted Christ to tell someone the way of salvation and to offer them his life through your lips and your rapport with people? Have you permitted him to look through your eyes into the face of someone who is hurting and speak words of comfort? Has he been permitted to touch someone who is lonely or frightened or in despair through your hand? Has he been allowed to embrace someone who needs your help using your arms? Has he been able to lend strength to someone who is faltering by using your shoulder for them to lean on? Christ lives in us. He lives in ordinary people like you and me. We are his vessels, and he wants to touch the lives of those around us with his love and the power of the Holy Spirit. We have gifts that God has given us. We each have gifts that God wants us to use. In 1 Peter 4:7 to 11, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. Love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. We've all been given gifts and God-given abilities. We've been given these to edify each other and so that Jesus can build his church. We are members of one body and we all have a part to play. Just a little, I'm really aware of the time, but just a testimony of how much, yes, Pastor Rowan was saying about how much I've been serving. I love it. The more you serve, the more you want to serve. I found with outreach on a Saturday, I'm exhausted at the end of Friday. I've been with children for like 10 hours. I don't actually really feel in my flesh that I really want to get busy all day Saturday. But it's amazing when you serve and you give of yourself, the Lord energizes you. Elsie and I, we've had times, I mean, I've gone and I haven't even been well. I've barely been able to walk, but I've gone. He's there for you. As you take those steps, he's there for you. Even preaching to you today, I was originally asked to lead service, and I was held back. I was actually held back. I know it seems like I can, yes, and I can, but a few years ago, it was like I used to have a little bit of a, well, I wasn't sure if it was still there or not, but I struggled a bit with double vowel sounds. So when I was told leading service, all you've got to say is good morning, I was like, oh my goodness, no, I can't do that. So I'm just being very real and honest with you. Sometimes there are things that hold us back. I didn't want to. And I knew on the inside, I'm not being obedient. I need to get past this. And then I was put on the spot about leading service. And it was like, yep, okay, I'll do it. Sometimes, often, we need to push past fear, anxiety, worry about what people think. We do. We need to take steps of faith, steps of obedience, And God, he will bring us through. I mean, today, preaching, I'm dependent on the Holy Spirit. We need to just depend on the Holy Spirit. And no job is greater than the other job. Serving teas and coffees. I came here and I was serving teas and coffees initially. And even if when you don't, you might not necessarily say, oh, you're doing a really good job, but we work as unto the Lord, because all that we do, God sees what we do. He sees our hearts. He knows. And we mustn't do it because we have to. We do it because we love Jesus. And out of that, loving each other, that we want to serve. Jesus was washing his disciples' feet, which was the lowliest job, but he did it. So let's all serve with love, humility. I am bringing things to a close. You're really aware of the time. My last point, all that we do is seen, okay? We need to have a heavenly perspective. We must. There are rewards for what we do here on this earth. In Colossians 3:23-24, it says, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of your inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. And in Revelation 19:6, and I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife, the church, us, has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Righteous acts are the working out of one's faith. We need to keep that heavenly perspective. Right, really aware of the time. I'm going to miss some of this. I pray that from what I've brought today, that you will be stirred in your hearts. One day, we will all see Jesus face to face. Whether we leave our earthly tents and go to be here with him, whether we're still here on earth and we get caught up in the rapture, we will see him individually, not with others, just on our own. And I'm sure that each one of us will want to hear on that day. As in Matthew 25:21, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. In the hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, love so amazing, so divine. Jesus, his love, so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Are we prepared to lay our lives down? Jesus laid his life down for us. Pastor Owen, do we have time for ministry? Yeah, okay. Really sensed that the Lord wanted to have a time of ministry, to pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit just to minister to you. In particular, the Lord really put it on my heart. And I know this is really just saying it out there, but those who have left their first love. It needs a fresh surrender and a consecration to him. If we've grown cold, if we're warm, we won't do all that God is wanting us to do. individually and as the body of Christ, when we do things individually, that the body of Christ will rise up as the bride that Jesus is coming back for. Now is the time for the church to rise up. We need to wake up. So that was my first point. If you know in your heart, perhaps you've grown cold, maybe you're just not in love. I mean, I'm not even. When I first got saved, I loved Jesus so much. I came out of a meeting, I got slain in the Holy Spirit, and I wanted to tell the whole world that Jesus loved them. You know, that there can be that initial, but we need to maintain that. We need to have that love for Jesus. The other is that I really sense the Lord wanting us to pray for those that perhaps have felt that nudge of the Holy Spirit to serve in an area, and maybe you're being held back. Maybe you're held back like I was. Maybe it's you think, oh no, I can't do that. I really don't think I'm going to fail at that. Or maybe like we've been Pastor Owen and Carol praying about anxiety and worry and fear. Fear is a big thing. When we go out and we're preaching, you know, sharing the gospel, you know, there can be that fear of man, things that hold us back. And also, I had a sense before, but I think following on from the prayer meeting, healing. The more that we are free, the more that we are, you know, we have that healing and walk in freedom, the more that we will want to serve Jesus. The more and more in love with him that we will be. So we're going to move into a time of ministry. We're going to have some worship going. I would just encourage everyone just to stay in the presence of God. Let's give the Holy Spirit room to move, because he wants to. But we need to give him room. The anointing that we've been getting in the prayer meeting, it's been so strong, and just where it was coming, I just want that to continue. So if any of those areas God is speaking to you, if you need healing, or maybe there's something else and you'd really like to come up for prayer, please come up. But don't move around. You know, I just encourage you, you know, obviously if you need to, but just stay in the presence of God and allow the anointing of the Holy Spirit to move in your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.